Waking up has never felt so good.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
The horrible situation that often when you're on radio as long as I have and you've been on it a while, when you hear these stories, they resonate. A three-year-old passed away yesterday at an early learning centre in Epping, which is part of Melbourne. It's horrible to hear, Kylie, and certainly I couldn't even think what the family would be going through.
No, absolutely not. Your heart just sinks. It really does. It was actually in a car park at the learning centre. Police obviously have come out today and they are saying you just really need to be so cautious when you're driving around children. We don't know exactly what happened, but they are questioning the person involved, and they did stop to assist, so that is one good thing. But it has begged us to ask the question this morning about school zones. So currently 40 k's an hour, you would think most of them are around the state. But look, there was an article about 5 days ago in the Bendigo Addy about how there's 150 schools still across the state where the speed limit is 60 k's.
That is just crazy when you think about it.
Does your head in, doesn't it? Including the school Calder Alternate Highway at Lockwood South Primary School. So the limit there drops from 80 to 60 during drop-off and pick-up. So people around that area, and particularly the parents of kids that go to school there, are trying to get that speed limit dropped down to 40. But we're asking you, is 40 enough? Should it be dropped to 30?
Yeah, a lot of people are saying, and look, Darren Cruikshanks is correct, the incident happened at walking pace, speed wasn't the issue. Understand that, Darren, absolutely. But I suppose what happens, Darren, as you would know, right around the place, you know, the coppers and everyone else will say, right, we need to, that's the first thing they'll do, is they'll look at the speed, regardless of how quick it was or whatever, they'll say, right, what do we do? I noticed, interesting, William Adams on our Triple M Facebook page, in South Australia, the speed limit in school zones is 25 kilometres when a child is present. Interesting.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense, though.
I don't know how that happens, but, look, the other thing is that when you look at those zones, when I went to White Horse Tech, everyone used to roar up Waratah Street. They'd roar up there and be like, whoa, man, geez, here comes someone. They fixed it real easy. They put speed humps in.
Yeah.
You try going up there at a certain speed, when you hit one of those humps, it's like bang. I just wonder, you know, they're a big bit of concrete, aren't they? Or tar or whatever they put in. They're probably not
that rubber, aren't they?
Oh, well, I don't know what
whatever
they
are.
They're a hump.
Yeah.
So I could imagine that maybe they're just, you know, I don't know what they cost. They'd have to be cheaper than
doing
anything
else. But if
they were
going to do all the schools, though, Cogs, their figure would be very high.
How much is a life?
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%, but I'm just saying
that
it would be a lot of
But again,
of
sometimes we wait for something to happen and then we do it. Yes, and I know that's the plan.
And it shouldn't be that way at all.
Just put some speed humps in around areas. That way, you know, if you do hit it with your car, and no one wants the, you know, I mean, I hit a bump the other day. I know that was a bit jocular, but, gee, I don't want to check the car out because it won't be well. But that's the same with speed humps. If you hit them too quick, same thing. We've got to protect the kids somehow. There's got to be something out of this, which is a positive, I would think.
Of course. And look, the RACV are calling, as I mentioned before, for those 150 schools with the speed limits of 60 to be brought down 20 kilometres.
Anyway, the poll's on there.
Yeah,
have a look for yourself.
Tell us what you
think. Your comments are hugely important because people do read it. The authorities do read those comments you put in there, trust me, and they'll look at it and say, that's not a bad idea, because they haven't got all the ideas. They haven't. The authorities think they do, but they don't. Mm. They listen to us because we are the public, and so they should.
And look, if you have a child at Lockwood South Primary School, we certainly do hope that you win the battle to get your school zone dropped from 60 down
is that
to 40.
Where it is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes. As I said before, it's 80 k's and then it goes to 60 k's during drop-off and pick-up, and that is just not on.
And just up the road is Lockwood Crossing. Let's not say anything about that. There's some problems out there. Vic Road, you better get onto it. We heard the accident yesterday down at Epping Early Learning Centre. On the back of that horrible situation, we're just asking the question, as you would, how safe are crossings around the region? We know that didn't happen there, Kylie.
Yes, we do.
We understand that. But
we know it was in a car park, but it still is begging us to ask the question. Mm. On our Facebook page, should speed zones be down to 30k or even lower? And there was a story last week too in the Bendigo Addy about how the Lockwood South Primary School Cogs, where the limit is 80 k's and then 60 k's. Mm. And as you would imagine, parents and people in the area are calling out, so are the RACV, for that to be dropped to 40. And 150 schools still across Victoria are at 60.
Just crazy. All right, 13 27 10 is our number at Triple M. Let's go to the phone.
Christine, thanks for calling us on 1327 10. Now, you are a crossing supervisor in Kangaroo Flat. What happens at the crossing that you take care of?
The speed limit coming into Kangaroo Flat is 80, and going out is 70.
Oh, geez. So,
so you're in a 70 and you're in a school crossing area?
Yeah. I'm on the highway.
Oh, wow.
A 70 and an 80. Are there any traffic lights either side, Christine?
No.
Oh, my goodness. How do you find it? How do you find it going to work every day?
You'd be scared.
It's not too bad. It's sort of a slow crossing. It's not a major crossing, but it's still a bit scary sometimes. I've had a few incidents, but, yeah, I just make sure it's safe for me to go out. And
oh, definitely.
What about the mums and dads that have their kids at the school? Are they really concerned? Have they been trying to get the speed limit reduced?
Yes. There's been a lot of things about it, but nothing's changed. But, yeah. But I try and do it as safe as possible for everybody, so...
Yeah, that's not safe. I mean, that's, and I can tell from your voice to Christine that you're probably hedging your bets a little bit, and that's understandable because you work there. But at the same time, 70 is ridiculous. 40 is even, but 70? 70, I mean, I had a tyre go flat and had to change it on Spessy Hill Road, and it was a 60K. I was packing myself with cars coming past at that speed. So you're at 70 and you're going to look after kids. Hello? Hey, come on, Christine.
Yeah.
You'd be scared.
It is, but I try and do it as safe as I can, which I've been there 7.5 years, so...
You're doing a good job, I'm sure that the parents of the kids that go there are very grateful for what you do, but, yeah, that speed limit's got to come down. Christine, thank you so much for your call this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Christine, at Triple M. There surely wouldn't be other schools around the region like that. I mean, that's dangerous.
Well, I'm sort of thinking there probably is, Cogs. That's two that we know of now this morning after chatting about it. 1327 10, if you know of another one with speed zone is still at 60 or even 70.
A couple of good comments on the Triple M Facebook page. Read those out soon. Right now we're talking about school crossings or areas.
Yeah, talking about school zones. Should the speed limit be lowered? Comes off the back of that really tragic accident where a 3-year-old was killed yesterday in Epping. As we go to Tony on 1327 10. Tony, what are you going to tell us about school zones?
The only thing I was going to say, the authorities are going to be careful not to have a knee-jerk reaction. We can slow them right down, but at the end of the day, if a kid steps out, yeah, it doesn't matter if you're traveling at 10 kilometres an hour; you're still
going to
bump them.
It's a great call, and again, I mean, you're right. You can't control that. I think what's going to happen though, Tony, is that they're going to try and do what they can control. They can't control that, of course. So that's what they'll do. I don't know if there's any other solution. You've got to try and hang on to your kids, of course. But what do you do? Okay.
I'll give you an example. On the Calder Highway, we travel across, going from Bendigo to Wedderburn, you travel across two railway lines that have reduced to 80 kilometres an hour with light, boom gate. Be lucky if there's 12 trains a year. Yet we won't slow school crossings down for kids, but it's crossing the road 90% of the time.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
You're right about that, and that happens after, obviously, the disaster at Kerrang, that crash there, I would think, would be the situation with that. I don't know. I mean, they're all good causes. They all, in theory, you go, well, we fixed it, this is what we did, but I'm not sure it is actually fixing it. And again, I don't have a solution. Maybe you do, Kylie, I don't know, but I don't know. I just hope no more kids get hit, but what do you do?
And with the school crossings, it's only for a period of time in the morning and in the evening, then it goes back to normal speed.
Yeah.
I still think, though, that all school zones should be, 40 definitely, and maybe even lower, maybe 30 Ks.
But that's all they can do. I think schools in general will now look at their car parks and say, okay, how quick can you go in there? Not what the speed limit is. How quick, is there enough space to go at a certain speed? And maybe there is some speed humps. Go out to the zone, the go-kart track out there. They've got these massive speed humps. And you don't go very fast at all, because if you do, you do your suspension.
Go through the roof.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, we'll keep looking for solutions, mate. It's hard to replace a lie. Thanks, Tone.
Good on you, Tony.
There goes Tone. Made a lot of sense too. It's on our Facebook page, so have a bit of a look, and certainly some good comments.
Yeah, please make a comment if you can.
Yep, all to do with the kids. We've got to protect them.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.